let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Have You Seen Me by Arthur Foster is a series of events that tell the story of the living Christ Jesus himself, where he was in time when he was on earth and where he is now, illustrated through the scriptures, a compilation of the New Testament books. Arthur Foster, the author, grew up in Spartanburg, South Carolina. He says he's been a lot of different things in his life, but that writing books was not one of the things he thought he'd be doing, especially not concerning religion because it's such a touchy subject. He believes that Jesus Christ is limitless and cannot be put in a box by a mere man. And when Jesus Christ called for a servant to spread his word, the servant and Arthur listened. As a writer moved by God, he only writes what God has revealed to him. Arthur Foster, author of Have You Seen Me, is our guest on This Week in America. Arthur, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Yes, and how are you doing today?
I am doing fine and looking forward to our conversation. The name of the book, again, is Have You Seen Me? Our guest is Arthur Foster. Arthur, what was the inspiration for writing this book? I gave a little bit of background there, but talking about the inspiration, the motivation for writing Have You Seen Me?
Have You Seen Me kind of came up out of nowhere. I was doing a study and a compilation of different series of the New Testament just came into my vision. And I was like, where is this coming from? And it wasn't like a solid book, you know. It was like pieces of here and there, you know. And as it went along, I wrote all those scriptures down and the book formed from what was given to me.
You know, it's an amazing story. When you started this, did you know you were writing a book or just sort of writing your thoughts down as they were coming to you?
One would think they're more like thoughts, you know, and it's just like a dream when you sleep at night and if something may come to you, you may jot it down and you keep a memory book of those things and you won't want to refer back to that to see what was initially said to you through your dreams. It kind of seems like that in a way.
It's an amazing story how this all began. The book is Have You Seen Me by Arthur Foster, our guest on the program. You'll find the book at writersrepublic.com in the bookshop, the usual places, and we'll have all of that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I did a very brief synopsis in the beginning. Tell us a little bit more about what the book is about.
The book is about Jesus as he reveals himself to us. Just in the Old Testament times, when Jesus was here on earth with the disciples, he told them how he would reveal himself to them after he had came back. And now the scriptures clearly shows how he was referring to himself. And the question now to people is like, would you know Jesus if he revealed himself to you? And Jesus revealed himself to his disciples through the Spirit. As he spoke the scriptures to them, that's how they remembered him and recognized who he was. And today, when the scriptures are spoken to the followers, they don't even recognize him talking with them. They just think it's a general conversation.
Have You Seen Me is the name of the book. Arthur Foster is our guest on the program, the author. How is Jesus seen in this book, Have You Seen Me, after his death?
Jesus was seen as a journeyman by some of his disciples. He was seen as a gardener by Mary Magdalene. He was revealed to Peter on the shore, but his identity wasn't known. They didn't know who he was until after he sat down and they ate with him and he started speaking with them. You know, his disciples didn't know who he was until he made himself known to them by the scriptures that he was speaking to them in reference to what he said to them before he revealed himself to them again.
Does the book show, maybe illustrate, where Jesus is now?
Yes, it does. You know, in the beginning, it was said that, you know, Jesus came here, spirit and dwelling in a physical body. And when he left, he said that he'll come back likewise. Showing that he came in spirit and dwelt in a physical body. And he said, I'll come back likewise. Therefore, he'll come back again, spirit, and fill in bodies. you know, us as individuals, those that God has chosen to reveal himself to through Jesus by his will.
Have You Seen Me is this fascinating book by our guest on the program, Arthur Foster. I'm sorry I cut you off. You had more to say to that question. Go ahead, please.
Which the angels asked the disciples, you know, why are they looking up, you know, as if, you know, he's not going to come back.
Yes.
Because they confirmed what was said also.
You know, in the book, do you show, again, do you illustrate in the book, and the book is Have You Seen Me, how people see Jesus today?
Yes. How people see Jesus today is kind of like, I mean, a book that they're reading to get insight on what they're supposed to be doing versus what they're not supposed to be doing. And it's a lot more to that, you know. Jesus, he showed himself that he is limitless within us as he was in the physical with his disciples.
Yes.
Except now, people don't believe that they had the same limitless power to operate and manifest things as he did. Because if you don't believe that you can do these things, it'll never materialize within your physical presence.
Have You Seen Me by Arthur Foster is the book we're talking about. The book available at writersrepublic.com in the bookshop, usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on and get information on Arthur's book. In the book, how does it help readers see, know where they are and their relationship with God or Jesus? How does that assist in us determining what a relationship is?
It helps them see, as the scriptures makes him known and who he is, for them to identify his person and how he's manifesting himself now, and they can look at their personal life and see how they're relating to their personal life according to Jesus in the scriptures, and know, and they can see where he is or where he isn't according to how they've been relating to the scriptures throughout their studies.
When you wrote this book, where were you personally as your life obviously changed as you were getting the inspiration to write this book? Where were you in life when this inspiration came to you and you started writing your book, Have You Seen Me?
At this point, I was in like a trying time, you know, and you're looking for things to change in a dramatic way, not just, you know, personally, but all around. And so I just started reading, you know, here and there. And I wasn't into just reading a bunch of different literature. You know, I wanted to just, like, correct myself and how I seen things versus the decisions that I was making. And this is how it came. You know, I started reading the scriptures, and I would study day in and day out, countless hours, you know, and this is all I would do. And I said to myself, if I could change one person according to how I was living, because, you know, the life I was living, it was a worldly life, you know, and the things that you do in the world for the people in the world concerned, you're doing good, you know, and that's what they look up to. So I was like, if I can touch at least one person according to the lifestyle I was living and the things that I was doing, I feel like I made a big difference, you know.
Yes.
But at that time, it was more things that was done and more people was reached through what was taking place, because, you know, it was Bible studies going on, there was teachings going on, it was other people that was getting enlightened, and it was awesome.
When you look at the book, do you think it shows maybe a sense of reality in today's terms are concerned? Is there some reality there, something you feel is unique, relatable with the stories you're sharing with us?
I do feel that it relates to how we live today, because, you know, as each individual, they take the time to, as some people may put it, self-correct themselves.
Yes.
Or make adjustments according to the decisions that they may make. They may seek out counsel in whatever way they think is necessary. You know, not knowing that this right here is one of the ways that the change is taking place, and they're seeing the manifestation taking place, because they're looking for a change, you know, and the change starts within. And some people may realize it, and some people may not realize it, that God had already touched them to make the change. And now they're going through the motions to make it material. So now they're starting to see some evidence of reactions that they're taking according to the moves that they're making. You know, some people may say that this is something that I feel that I wanted to do because it made me feel better and I can be more of a help to others. Some people may just be selfish and say that I've done the change myself, you know, not yes. realizing that they didn't make anything themselves, but it was already chosen and ordained for them to make their self-correction.
The book is helping so many people. It's receiving excellent reviews. And Arthur, you've written other books. Tell us about the other books you've written, and then I'm going to ask you how this relates to the previous writings that you've done. What other books have you written?
One of the books that I have written is The Revealing of Revelation. That's it's more like a deeper commentary to a certain degree, because it opens up the scriptures in a broader aspect that you would never even understand. Because, you know, people look at Revelation as something mystical because they don't understand what God is really saying.
Yes.
And, you know, he used a bunch of similes and metaphors that are speaking for us to have an idea of what he's saying according to his likes and dislikes, and how intense his degrees of anger and happiness is towards us and towards those that are outside the kingdom. And another book is called The Songs of Solomon, and it is one of a personal relationship with God. You know, it's showing that when you're with God, or Jesus, some may say, that they have experienced a walk that was incomprehensible. They have much joy, much pleasure, and they have much direction. They was more settled or comforted. And this right here shows what we have when we embrace them. And it also shows when it seems like we have lost connection with him and how we search and seek to find him again. We search and seek according to what's familiar to us and where we've been with him. And this is what takes us back and gets us back in perspective to increase and grow more in that aspect in a personal relationship with God through Jesus.
Yes.
And the other book is called The Inside Judgment Speaks Outside, which is coming from an aspect of, if you're within the kingdom, you can't speak correction outside the kingdom unless you have first been outside the kingdom to come into the kingdom, in a sense to reach those that's inside the world. Because it's hard for some people in the church to reach people in the world because they can't really relate to them, you know. And some of them can because they let that wall of blockage down. But most can't because they fail to let that block down, and they limit themselves according to the reality of what's going on in the personal aspect of not just the personal life that they're speaking with, their life also, because the same thing that they encounter with the one they're speaking with, they're living it themselves and don't even realize it.
The book, Have You Seen Me, is published by Writers Republic. Their website is writersrepublic.com. You'll find information on the book in their bookstore. Arthur, the other books, where's the best place to go to find that information? Can you get links to all those, like, by going to Amazon? Would that be a good place to go to find your books?
Yes, that'd be a great place to find the books. You can Google it, and it'll come up, or you can go to the Writers Republic website. You can go to Kobo, Barnes & Nobles, Waterstones, Better World Books, Flipkart, Adibris, Saxo.com, Books A Million, IndieBound, and as I said earlier, Google.com,
So it's basically wherever books are sold, you'll find this. And again, if you Google Arthur Foster, Foster is F-O-S-T-E-R, you'll be able to get all the information on Have You Seen Me, as well as the other books that Arthur has written. Would you say that a personal relationship with God or Jesus is a must to get the fullness out of the books that you've written? Is that necessary to get the most out of it?
It is, because it will allow you to understand more and go further. Because if not, you'll miss it, because you have to be familiar with the scriptures in some form of aspect.
Right.
To even kind of go over the hurdle from where you're going, well, from where you're already traveling, you know, because each person travels in a different way. It just depends on how much effort they apply to make the change, on whether they want to do it in a personal sense or in a related group sense, or take it even further to a stadium or auditorium. But each person, as they look and see where they want to go with it, they'll understand more, because they'll be able to relate to the scriptures and see more within it.
Have you seen me? The book, the one we're focusing on, but there are several others written by Arthur Foster, our guest on the program, sort of in the program where we started it. And I mentioned as a writer moved by God, he only writes what God has revealed to him. And it's sort of amazing how this whole process, how the book came to be. Sort of summarize that for us again, because this really was something that you were guided to write, weren't you?
Yes, indeed.
It's amazing that the thoughts came and you were the vessel that was able to get them in word form published and get them out to the public. And again, the reviews are excellent. What has this been like for you? How has this impacted your faith by getting these messages and by writing these books? Has that made you a better person?
Yes, it has. It also made me grow in a personal aspect in how I see things, not just for us religion, but life itself, because it opens up such a broader aspect within your personal life and the world itself. It just allows you to have a better structure mentally and physically.
What are you working on now? Do you have other projects you're working on, other books?
Well, at the moment, I am in the process of another book is in the mix, because as I study, more comes, but it hasn't come to me as far as the name of the book. The content of the book is just it's stirring up. So once that takes place and the format comes, then I can go ahead and put it together and put it out and let you know the name of the book, so that the audience can purchase that and be blessed by that as well.
Well, yes, keep us posted as to how that book is coming, because you've touched so many people in a very life-changing way, anxious to find out the progress of the next book. Is there... We've got 30 seconds or so left here. What's the takeaway when people read your books? What do you hope they get from the books, how it improves their lives?
The thing that I hope they get from the book is that they see the true depth of the life that they have within them, not just a book that's supposed to be read, that's per se the Bible, but they see the true life and the power that's within it, that's manifested within themselves, not just in written literature.
Yes. Arthur Foster, our guest on the program, the book specifically we've talked about, Have You Seen Me? He's got other books you can Google, get all that information. The best place to get Have You Seen Me would be writersrepublic.com in their bookshop. You can link on to these by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. His other books are available. Just Google Arthur Foster, author, and all the books will be there and available, and soon another book coming from Arthur. Arthur, it's a pleasure to have you on the program. Congratulations on the success, the way that you've been able to shape in a very positive way people's lives, and best of luck in the future. Looking forward to talking about the new book when it's available. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
It is our pleasure. Arthur Foster, author of the book Have You Seen Me? You'll find it at writersrepublic.com in the bookshop. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, information on all of Arthur's books. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.